Well, it's been one of them days today. I went to work and a client didn't turn up. Well, yeah, that's fine. Shit like this happens quite often. But the implications of being a small business, you're like, what the hell? I've got bills to pay. I need to organise my clients. When you've got someone coming in for a big job and stuff like that, you know it's going to take time. You know it's going to be a situation where you can't book other customers in. And it's just so goddamn frustrating. So I moaned about it, not naming the name of the person on my page. And you get the obligatory troll. I pass your salon 3 times a day. You're always outside. You're horrible. They might have had someone die in their family. You're always asking for customers on your Facebook page. No cunt. Actually, my Facebook page is there to advertise my business. If I have spaces, I advertise so my clients can come in. You know what I mean? And she's like, oh, I won't ever be coming to your salon. So I left her a comment. I'm really sorry, I've got such a busy clientele list that I wouldn't have been able to fit you in. In other words, go fuck yourself, cunt. Take your skanky hair somewhere else. But apparently this woman's been stalking me. Passing my shop 3 times a day. You know, she's on my Facebook page. If she'd really given a shit, she could have just, like, popped in, said hi, have a coffee, meet me, do you know what I mean? That sort of thing. But no, that's too hard for her. Little tiny-minded trolls on the internet. I can just do without them. And then today I went to see my friend in hospital and I'm really worried about her. And I hope she gets better soon because I hate seeing friends in pain. So yeah, that's been my day. Oh no! Do you know what? Something really amazing happened tonight. It was hot, so my bedroom window's open. I'm laid on my bed with a little dress on, talking to people on the internet, you know what I mean? Just chilling out, watching TV, watching some crap on YouTube. And I can hear music. Now listen. And it's Lewis Capaldi at the Open Air Theatre here in Scarborough. And I could hear him, and it was as if he was singing to me in my bedroom. I feel so special and spoilt now. It's lovely. And also today, it is 50 years since man walked on the moon. I always tell the joke, I was born June 11th, 1969. And just over a month later, man vacated Earth because he must have known what I was going to grow up into. God help everybody. So, yay, I'm just here now, stretching out a little bit. Because I'm really stiff. At the beginning of the week, I was in London. I went to see the Edvard Munch exhibition. Oh my God, that was amazing. I've always had a real close connection with Edvard Munch. When I was doing my. What was I doing? I was at art college doing some shit. And my dissertation was pretty much on Munch. So I had a lot of time in his world, in his life, looking at his work and his life and different things like that and learning all about him. And one of the main themes that follows you through Munch's story is death. And it got a little bit too personal because at the time I was nursing my grandma who had cancer and who was dying. So it kind of, Munch got me through that because I realised that I wasn't the only person that had ever had to do this. I wasn't the only person that had to be subjected to death in the sick room. And that although the guy had probably died 100 years before me being born. No, he didn't. He died in 1940s. So he died before I was born. But I related so deeply to him and understood because I thought that he understood me, if that makes sense. So when I overcome a lot of fears, get very agoraphobic, as you know, and a very, very stressful person and stuff, And I went to London with a friend, and I went to the exhibition, and I was so overwhelmed, I cried. It was like being in a room full of old friends again. It was beautiful. And just the sensation I've had where I was stood looking over a display case, and in the case there was a woodcut, and I could see every mark he'd carved, and knew that it was something beautiful I was looking at. And you get such a close connection with the artist, being able to see things like that. And it was really beautiful. And yeah, that was this week. It was very hot in London though. And I knackered my Achilles heel. I was playing Pokemon Go and I tripped off a pavement and hurt my heel. So I've been limping around like something strange all week. And what am I doing tomorrow? I am doing absolutely nothing tomorrow. I think I'm going to binge watch Killing Eve because I've seen the last two episodes and they're pretty good. Is it really bad when you certain parts of your body go hot? My cat had cancer and its leg went hot, and I took it to the vets and it was cancer. And I've got like spondylosis in my neck, and my neck is really hot tonight, and I'm a bit paranoid. Oh, never mind. But yeah, tomorrow I'm going to do nothing. Monday and Tuesday I'm working quite a lot. And then on Wednesday I'm going up to Newcastle to see my son-in-law in a musical. He's playing Shrek. So if any of you see Shrek the musical in Newcastle, go along and see it. And my beautiful son-in-law is Shrek. And I'm really looking forward to seeing that. Anyhow, you're probably bored shitless of hearing me talking. I don't even know how you get feedback from these, like, blogs, podcasts, whatever. I'm not very good at them. I'm not, you know, it's strange. But if any of you do hear any of this and want to reach out to me, you can find me on Instagram and message me. My name on Instagram, I'm about to tell you, is, are you ready for it? Have you got a pen and paper? Nicola_Susanna_Franklin. So follow me up on Instagram and inbox me and tell me if you enjoy these, if you've heard these, if you want more of these. You know, I just like talking to people. If you have a subject that you want me to talk about, hit me up on Insta and tell me what you want to talk about and we can chat. See you soon. Good night, sweet dreams. Love you.